Well, I appreciate you praying for us. Amen. We're looking for the Lord to move in this house tonight. Good to see this brother here. Got to come out tonight. All of you here tonight, we're so glad you're here. Amen. Love you, brothers and sisters here. Looking forward to God helping us in the service tonight. And I've got a lot of things I could say about the Lord. Been good to me. Praise God. I'm telling you, I didn't deserve any of it. Apostle Paul said, we are what we are by the grace of God. And grace is unmerited favor. We didn't get it because we deserved it. Amen. But we love Him because He first loved us. Hallelujah. And I'm glad for that, aren't you? Well, I'd kind of like just to have a gully washer tonight. I may have to preach a little bit here, it looks like. But I like them gully washers, too. They got the doors open, so if it gets really deep in here, we can just flow right out the door. I like to see the Holy Ghost fall, wouldn't you? Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I got in. I wish I'd have got in. I haven't seen anybody get saved that didn't say they wish they'd have got in sooner. Amen. Even a little old young'un, 7 or 8 years old, he asked them to testify. And they'll say, I wish I'd have found the Lord sooner. Hallelujah. 7 or 8, I've heard them do it. Amen. And I got saved at 19, but I wish I'd have got saved a whole lot sooner. Because it's good. I'm telling you, the Lord is good. And he's helped us. How many has He ever done a miracle for? Y'all believe in miracles? Praise God. And He's fed us. I've got 5 kids. And I'm telling you, I've been full-time in the ministry for 22 years. Raised 5 young'uns. And never took an offering up for myself. Hallelujah. There's been a few times I've prayed, Lord, let somebody take one up for me, huh? Or something. I've worked. Working ain't no sin. It's not, really. I've had to work some, and as a carpenter by trade, and I tell you what, God's been good. I mean, everybody, the Bible said, he that hath breath, let everything that hath breath. That's a qualification. Everything that hath breath. Well, I just don't do like you. We'll do like you and worship the Lord. Praise God. Well, I'm gonna preach a little bit tonight out of the book of James and 1 Peter. You want to turn there? Thank you for having me down up. And we appreciate Brother Jason, Sister Tara, and Jared, and Josiah. We appreciate them. All of you good folks here. Praise God. What's the potential? Where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name. And I believe there's more than 2 or 3 of us here. And where there are 2 or 3 are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. Y'all believe that? Yes. Praise God. I believe it. I want to preach something, my Lord. Man, I mean, I was into it last night. You may not realize it, but I mean, I hit a wall last night preaching, and I know exactly there were folks here that needed help, and the devil didn't like it. But we don't care what the devil don't like. We're going to preach on anyhow. Sometimes it's easier than it is others. But if you're telling the truth, it's not going to come back void. Amen. Isn't that right? Book of James, chapter 4. I tossed and turned until the Lord, I felt like it was the Lord, spoke to my heart this morning. And I'm just going to tell you what he said, what I think he had to say. James, chapter 4. And verse number 7. Let me read verse 6 too. Verse 6 and down a little. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Praise God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I want you to look with me in 1 Peter, I believe it is. Praise God. Let me see if I can find it here. You know where I'm going. How many knows where I'm headed here? This next verse here. Verse 6, 5 and 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist steadfast. Amen. In the faith. Praise God. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to help me here just a little bit to preach to you tonight. Praise God. Sweet Lamb of God. Help us, Lord, to preach the word of the Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I want to preach to you from these scriptures tonight, and here's what I want to preach. You already noticed something in these scriptures. My text is about the devil. How many noticed that? How many knows there's a devil alive? Huh? I wish he wasn't, but he is. And the Bible tells us that, amen, that he is our adversary. And so, you know, if you've got an enemy, praise God, then he's going to be attacking you. The Bible says our adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is a lion, a beast. Our adversary. Amen. And so I want to preach tonight on this word, about this word resist. The Bible said to resist the devil. Praise God. Now help me preach a little bit. Now we have three options tonight. We can surrender, or we can just act like he doesn't exist. Or we can fight. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Now, if we, I hope I can preach to you tonight. I felt this spoke to my heart this morning sometime. Amen. And I've been seeking the Lord. And even last night after I went home, and I knew there was folks in this building, maybe even tonight, that we were pulling for. You know, it's not hard to see what the devil's doing. Is it hard to see? I believe everybody in here can point at your own family and see, amen, that the devil, you know, he is a spiritual being. And he fights in a spiritual way. And he inspires people to do things that really they ought not do. Amen? Come on now. And the Bible said he came to kill, to steal, and destroy. Amen. And he's doing a good job of it. But here's what I heard last night as I sought the Lord and I woke up through the night time and again. But I woke up to this toward the wee hours of the morning this morning. And I felt like preaching this to you. The Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The Bible said to resist steadfast in the faith. Amen. Realize that the same affliction are in your brother also in the world. And I thought as I heard this voice, and you can take it for what it's worth, but I'm going to give it to you. I heard the Lord saying to this preacher this morning, fight back. Amen. Come on now. You say, well, the devil's not. He's going to fight you. Amen. And sometimes you seem real vulnerable and weak, and it looks like he is greater, amen, than we are. And he really is greater. Amen. But greater is he that is in you, praise God, than he that's in the world. Now, here's what I'm going to preach to us tonight. Amen. I want to preach. Amen. The Bible said, be not overcome, amen, with evil, but what?
Overcome evil with good.
that overcome evil with good. Amen. I know the devil has a chain. Amen. But I also know the Holy Ghost has power to break chains. Somebody say amen. I know that folks are bound by the devil. Amen. But I also know the liberator. Amen. I wish somebody say amen. Amen. I know, amen, the devil can put fear upon you. But I also know the Bible said that perfect love casteth out fear. Oh, y'all going to help me preach a little tonight. I'd like to stir you up for a good fight. Hallelujah. I'd like to provoke you. Amen. To get up. Amen. Are you tired of what the devil's doing? Amen. The Bible said resist him. Amen. Steadfast in the faith. If we're going to build a church, I'm going to give you a little clue. I don't know if you know it now or not, but I think you probably do. But just in case you don't know it, the devil will not like it if you build a church in this town. Amen. No, he's going to fight you, praise God. I wish somebody would help me preach a little tonight. Amen. But listen, if he's going to fight us, I heard the Lord say, fight back. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know what you thought when you got saved. I don't know what you thought you were joining up to. But it seemed like to me that I got my first idea. Amen. When the Lord, I signed up for the Lord, and he brings out this armor. Amen. And puts on a helmet and a shield. Amen. And gives me a sword. I got a sneaky feeling. Amen. That I wasn't going to a basketball tournament. Hallelujah. I got this idea. I wasn't going on a 4th of July picnic. You mean it's not all a bed of roses? Amen. It must not be. Amen. For what's this sword and this shield and this helmet and this breastplate? Amen. What's all this about? Amen. We're in the army now. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would say amen. And I want to tell you, if you live for God, if you have any victory, amen, it'll be because you went in and possessed the land. God's given us the victory, but he expects us to go forward and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, will somebody say amen. I believe God wants somebody in Salem, Indiana, amen, to fight back, amen, against the devil and what he's doing. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel excited in my soul. I'm going to tell you what I know. I'm going to tell you something I know. Amen. If we can have a revival, I'm not ever discouraged. Amen. It don't matter. I preach to very few folks. This is a good crowd to some that I preach to. Amen. I want to tell you, if I could stir up one little kid in a 3 nights meeting, as Brother MacDonald said, we'd have a snake killing time. Amen. If I could just stir up one young girl, young boy, one grandma, grandpa, amen, to get up and fight against the devil. Amen. Come on now. I heard the Lord, and I took it to mean he wanted me to tell you, amen, to fight back. Amen. Don't let him beat you down and not put up a fight. Amen. But hey, let's get up. Let's realize what's at stake. Amen. Let's go for the armor. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God through the pulling down, amen, of strongholds. Brother, instead of finding a place to hide, I think we ought to attack. He's on every corner. It's time not to retreat. It's time to bugle or pray charge. Amen. The Bible said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Y'all care if I shout a little bit? I'm about to feel like shouting here. Praise God. Brother, I'm excited, amen, to know that we can fight the enemy. Brother, I know the devil's came at you and tried to discourage you. Amen, but listen, it ain't over yet. Amen, you can be a soldier of the cross. You can pray down that victory. Hallelujah. Amen, don't let him tell you that. Brother, we can have the victory. Amen, the devil has came out and he sent his champion and the church world's running here. But it's time somebody got up and said, I'll fight. You see, sometimes it's not how big the man in the fight. It's how big the fight in the man. Oh, if somebody say amen. And I don't know who in the world it might be. It might be one of these young men or both of them. Well, you talk about giving the devil a hard time. Amen. If some young men like these, amen, would get tired of the devil having his way and say, by the grace of God, I'm going to fight back. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Well, I mean, this Bible is full of this. I tell you, the church is a militant group. You look in the Sweet Song of Solomon, the romantic book. But when it described the church, it said it was as terrible as an army with banners. Here comes an army. We come to church sometimes, and when we have testimony service, you almost think we were trying to honor the devil some way or another. Amen. But I think we need a little victory. Amen. And once in a while, when we give our bad report, somebody will stand up and say, I want to tell you what the Lord has done. Amen. We ought to do more than just take requests of prayer. Sometime or another, we ought to pray one of them to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. I know the devil loves to discourage you and tell you life is through and over, and there's no victory for you. But brother, I don't care if we have to use a sling and a stone. Amen. Let's fight. Hallelujah. Let's get up out of that hiding place and say there's too much at stake for us not to fight back. Hallelujah.
I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here.
You see, I want you to look with me tonight for just a minute. I want you to look what was at stake when Goliath came out and him almost 10 feet tall. And he came out, and here was the deal. And here's what people miss a lot of times. He laid down the conditions. He said, I send me out a man to fight. And if I win. I want you to think about that for a minute. What about in your home, sister? What if the devil wins? What if he does? And I don't know you from Miss Adam. But I know without a doubt he's told you to quit a few times on the journey. And he's whipped you down and defeated you sometimes, brother, to where he's told you there ain't no reason to go on. But the reason you're here tonight is because you decided to fight instead of fold. Come on now. And a lot of times we go on, Sister Tara, because the stakes are too high. Amen. He said, if I win, then you and your children and your wives shall be my servants. Amen. Now I want to ask you something. You may be the only one. I wonder if there's anybody in here tonight that you're the only one in your family that's serving the Lord. I wonder if there's anybody like that here. Amen. I want to tell you something. You may get down to be the only one in there. Amen. But I want you to look around. Amen. What would this world be if we all just quit praying and we all quit fighting and we all quit living for God? Where would your life be? And those that you're praying for, that if you don't pray for them, ain't nobody going to pray for them. I tell you, I am not going to quit. I don't feel like surrendering. I tell you, the devil does make havoc with your life. But brother, you can't quit. You've got to get up and fight back. Hallelujah. And come on now. When I think about the devil ruling and reigning and having his way and our loved ones becoming his servant, amen, I don't want to quit. Amen. Come on now. David said it like this to his older brothers that were hiding in the trench. Amen. He said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? Is there not a purpose? Is there not a motive for us to get up and fight this giant? Look what he said. I tell you, there's a reason to have a church in Salem, Indiana, that we can fight the devil and not let him have his way with every life in this town. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Fight back. Sweet Lamb of God. Y'all feel that? Huh? Fight back. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. David, you know the story. And I want you to know David rose to the challenge. Just a little shepherd boy, armed only with a sling, went to fight the mighty Goliath. Huh? Come on now. I feel like preaching. I want you to look at David was a warrior. God's people were a militant group of people. He told them in the book of Judges, he said, I want you to teach my children, teach your children the war. You remember reading that scripture? When they moved into the promised land, they had land to take. They could not go in there like a bunch of sissies. Amen. And possess the land that God told him. And we're not going to either. This old lovey-dovey, mushy-gushy, wishy-washy world. Amen. It just pets everything on the head. I tell you what, you can pet a lion on the head maybe one time and maybe two times. But the next time when you go to pet him, you may not have a petter. Huh? And I'm going to tell you, you can pet sin and pet the devil and try to make an agreement with him, praise God, and just feel you're building up. But after you petted him so long, you're going to pull back a stub. Amen. I'm going to tell you, sin is a killer and the devil is your enemy. Amen. We had revival the other day in the school. Sister Tara, I mean, we had a meeting, and I knew we was getting ready to have revival. Because I was up preaching the Wednesday chapel service in our school before Easter. And I got to preaching about Jesus, amen, and them kids got to singing, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And I got to preaching, and I got to preaching about Jesus and his resurrection, and we've got about 80 little kids this year there in the school. And I'm telling you, the power of God fell while I was preaching now, and them kids went to running and a shouting, some of them did, and I mean, they lined around that front. You Tara, remember some of the times we had a meeting like that? Very rare, but sometimes we had a meeting like that in chapel, and the power of God got to moving. And this little boy, one little boy we got there, he testified five times. Amen. And on the last time, he was so excited. He said, God's so good, and God's so great. He said, he'd even save the devil if he'd repent. Well, I had to think about that a while. Amen. But he was excited. But I'm going to tell you, the devil ain't going to get saved. Do you hear me? Amen. And he might sweet talk you and tell you to back off. Amen. But he knows if you go to fighting back, he ain't got nothing he can do. Are you listening to me? Brother, there's a way to do it. Are you hearing me? I said, there's a way. And we're not out here in defeat, but we're victors. We might have been a victim at one time, but we're victors now by the blood and power of the Son of God, because he come to destroy the works of the devil and the fear of death. Hallelujah. Amen. My king reigns, and the devil ain't got nothing on me but his eyes. Hallelujah. I sure like a priest. David was a warrior from a time he was a little boy. He fought for principle. He knew what was at stake. Do you know what's at stake? What should we fight for? I remember when David, amen, got a little older. He went out to battle again against the Philistines, and this time it was the sons of the giant. And they had a new sword, and this giant started fighting on David, and the Bible said David waxed faint in battle. What Goliath could not do in David's youth, his lineage was about to do. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. And I want to tell you something. How many of y'all have been saved a long time? Let's see your hand. How many remember them old-time preachers? Did Claude Dealey ever get up in this neck of the woods? Honey, y'all know what the neck of the woods is. I've seen some hollers today. Y'all got hollers around here. Boy, it's pretty country out there, buddy, out in there where y'all live. Whoa, I was raised in the sticks. I know what them hollers. I was raised up on that ridge where them hollers, and there's a moonshine still, never holler. That's right. I ain't like that up here, sanctified country, but that's the way they did down there. There's a moonshine still, never holler. And I tell you, if a little old boy, 10 years old, could find them all, surely the revenue could have found them. He didn't want to find them. Huh? I tell you, it was a rough country. And I want to tell you, back in the old days, and the old preachers, and a lot of them say, I remember the good old days when folks used to live right, talk right. Come on now! Amen. But I want to ask us, what in the world has happened today? Amen. When the most popular religious man in the world is the Pope. Come on now! I wonder what in the world, when folks stay home and get their preaching on the television, having an electronic pastor. Huh? Come on now, we're so much pretense and fake and false, and you say you've been critical. Well, I'm just trying to tell you, amen, that the things have changed, amen. But David began to wax faint, Amen. But there was a man there in his company named Abishai. Amen. And when Abishai saw that David waxed faint, he came to his rescue and he destroyed the Philistine giant. Amen. And he told David this. He said, "You're not going to come out here anymore with us in these battles. You've done got too old and weakened down." Amen. And this young man said, "I don't want you going out lest the light of Israel be quenched." Amen. I want to ask us something. Is the light worth the fight? Come on now. Amen. A lot of times folks will put pressure on the preacher. They want them to ease up so they can get their relatives out there and they won't rock the boat. But brother, we don't need to be worried about rocking the boat. We need to worry about going to heaven. Somebody say amen. And getting the move of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. I wonder tonight, amen, are we willing to fight back? Amen. When the devil comes out with another revised standard. Amen. And the devil comes out with a looser gospel. And the devil comes out with a compromise. Do we have anybody that'll stand up? I wish somebody would say amen and fight back. And every time the devil tells a lie, somebody tell the truth. Every time the devil pulls a dirty deed, somebody do a good work in the name of Jesus. Brother, there's power in the gospel, and I believe we ought to get our sword and fight back. Hallelujah. Is the light worth the fight? Is there a cause to fight? Huh? David's mighty men, and I know you've heard all this, so I'm going to preach to you. Though. David's mighty men, the Philistines had control of this situation. And they come upon one man's field. Brother Mike wrote this song about there. David had a mighty man, and Shammah was his name. He was in a field of beans. What do y'all think about beans? I was raised on beans. We call them soup beans. Y'all know about a soup bean? Boy, you can feed an army on soup beans and throw a slab of cornbread in on it, and you're just like in heaven nearly. I still like that. I go to a restaurant now. I can go down to the Cracker Barrel or Golden Corral, and I go looking for them that fancy dish called soup of beans. Huh? That's good. It'll stick with you. It's there. I mean, throw a little hog meat in it and it's just too much. I'm telling you. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. What do you think about beans? Now, I want to tell you, it's the principle of the matter. That guy had a bean patch. Lentils. Now, I've never ate that brand. Lentils. Out of the same family. And this guy had ran so much, he got sick of running. Yeah. Or have you? He said, "Well, I tried to live right." And usually when folks won't pay the price to live right, they start finding an excuse not to live right. Well, down the road, the Bible said we ought not compare ourselves by ourselves. We do not well. Huh? Jesus said your righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the Pharisee. Now, we don't look. Jesus is our example. Somebody say amen. I tell you, them Philistines had ran them off the land every year. And old Shammah decided, "I'm not running no more. I'm fighting back." Hallelujah. You know why? It was his heritage. It's what his forefathers had left him. And he was going to hang on to it. I thought tonight, remind me to tell you a little illustration about this. But I thought tonight I was up here. We had the music going tonight now. Hey, man, they fired that little amp and got the bigger one here. And there's a thumping that bass, boy, right on key. And a picking and a strumming. And I was looking around and they was a singing over here. And I thought, why can't we just have a move of God while these folks are singing? Hey, man, is it worth fighting for? Oh, we get up and say, "Oh, I love the good old days. I love the good, and I do too." Amen, but what about now? Amen, we need to have a move of God. Is it worth fasting? Is it worth praying? Is it worth telling the truth? Is it worth living right to see a move of the Holy Ghost? I think it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shammah got tired. I'm preaching on fight back. Oh, Shammah got tired of running. That reminds me, this is a little carnal. This is a carnal story, and I don't promote this type of thing, but a good illustration. I was in junior high school, and there was a boy in my phys ed class named Richard Bell. And he was a stout boy. You know what I mean? You know, he was a lot bigger than the most of the kids. But he was a little afraid. He wasn't muscle bound. You know what I mean? but he was big. And everybody picked on him. One old boy that picked on him terrible was Wayne. And we'd line up for P.E. and we'd have to do exercises. And you know when a guy is blessed with a lot of extra girth, he has a hard time with sit-ups and push-ups. And y'all know, we all get there, don't we? Huh? We just keep at it. We'll get there sooner or later. And he couldn't do that. And Wayne was a skinny guy. And Wayne was behind old Richard, and Wayne was constantly flipping Richard in the back of the head and on his ears. You know, you ever up jumped a rabbit. Anybody ever do that? Take that hair up. And he just kept picking at Richard for a whole school semester. But I'll never forget this. That's why I'm mentioning it. It's still in my mind after all these centuries. Remember how long it was. Huh? I remember standing there. I saw it with my own eyes. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't saw it. But old Wayne, the coach, was in there, you know, drinking coffee or something, waiting, had us all standing waiting for our exercise. And he was giving old Richard a go-over. And Richard just turning red. And Richard was about four times the size of Wayne. But Wayne had no fear because Richard never fought back until today. And I'm telling you, brother, when he started, it was Wayne screaming, "Somebody help me!" I mean, old Richard just turned around and got Wayne right by the throat. Pulled him off the floor, shook him around like a rag doll, his eyes big, his face red. He threw Richard down and sat on him and just whooped him. And you know, everybody really was waiting on that. And everybody just kind of looked around. And old Wayne was hollering, "Richard, you're killing me." Now I know. Now look, I don't condone that. I know I'm smiling, but I don't. You know what I mean? Hey man, but I'm telling you, the devil's going to push you till you decide. That's as far as I'm going. I was raised in the mountains, and I wasn't no fighter, but I've seen a lot of them boys in the mountains. They were not troublemakers, but boy, when you backed them in the corner and they had nowhere else to go, it was like a wild bobcat. I'm telling you, I knew some of them boys, and I'd go to town, and we went down out of school with them city boys, and I watched them city boys. They'd laugh at them old boys with their long johns stuck out of their flannel shirts, and they'd laugh at their boots. They didn't have Nikes. We didn't know what a Nike was back then, but they had Brogans on, and I watched them pick at them old hillbillies, and I thought, oh, no. They're going to tire this room up. I just know it. I was raised with them, and I know. And sure enough, this one old boy in senior class, he'd got his class ring, and he was turning it upside down, that big class ring, and he was popping them freshmen on the back of the head, popping a pop knot on them. And I seen him headed toward one of my hillbilly brothers. And I thought, don't hit Amos. If you hit Amos, we was on a school bus and it's tight quarters. You hit Amos and wherever we want, going to get thrashed right here. And sure enough, he popped old Amos, and the next thing he knowed, he was trying to see out of two black eyes. Amen. I want to tell you something. I don't know what the devil's thinking, but he's put some pressure on some folks in this place. And I tell you, it's time you turn around and in the name of Jesus, say, "I am tired of running. Amen. I'm going to fight back." I wish somebody say, "Amen." I felt this morning. I knew as the Lord, when the Lord woke me up, screaming in my ear, "Fight back." Amen. And I'll tell you what we're going to do for them souls that was in here last night. The devil had bound so much. We're going to fight back. We're going to mention her name. And we're going to mention these others' name. And you may be even here tonight. And the devil's got you where he wants you. But you can come out of there fighting. Now I want you to notice something. And I'm going to let you go. I want you to notice in both of these scriptures it says resist. How many of you saw that? I called my buddy again today. I didn't have my dictionary, my crudence. I said, I want you to tell me what that word resist means in them two scriptures. And he says it means it means to oppose. It means to stand against. Huh? We need to be against. If you're not against what he's doing, then you're for it. You say, well, I'll tell you what, it's like the boy, everybody's read about the old boy up here somewhere that tried to be in the Civil War, tried to be on both sides. He wore a blue jacket and gray pants and tried to be friends with both sides. You know what happened, don't you? He got shot from both ends. That's what happens. There's no middle ground. There's no neutrality. Jesus wouldn't allow it. He said, if you're not sowing with me, you're scattered abroad. That's the way it is in a church. And it happens sometimes, not in a small body, but when it gets a little bigger, you get some folks coming around just to watch the show and just see what's going to happen and watch the preacher squirm if they can get him in a tight. I'll tell you what, we need to come into this house with our sword on, ready to fight the enemy. Not one another, but the enemy. The adversary. I want you to notice something. Y'all did see that word resist, didn't you? Did you notice another word that was before both of those? What was it? You notice? Before resist, it's, what was the verse before it both times? Humble thyself. That's the key. Submit. Submit thyself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he'll. If you don't do that part, then God ain't going to help you. But if we'll submit ourselves, if we'll surrender to our Lord. Amen. Anybody in here having trouble out of the devil tonight? Oh, I know. He gives us all trouble. Brother, don't you think? Amen. He gives us all trouble. Are we just going to lay down? Are we just going to lay down and let him have us? Are we just going to look at this wicked world out here and just a lot of times when we get in the pulpit on Sunday and we just preach against the dark world out there when we ought to be shining a light and going out in it? Fight the good fight of faith. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Is it worth fighting? Is our heritage, is our wholeness heritage worth fighting for? Is it? Are we like when Nehemiah built the wall and they came against him, he put a sword. Here's what a lot of people can't do. Puts a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. A lot of times you think you can't be a fighter and a builder. But you can't. And that's what we're to do in the Holiness Church. We're to fight the enemy and build the work of the Lord. And he had a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. Sometimes we don't think we can do two things at once, but we can. We can preach holiness and love. We can. Jesus did. When you think of God, you think of a holy, loving God. Isn't that right? Well, how many loves the Lord here? How many thinks we got a battle on our hands? And how many knows we can win? Praise God. I'm going to turn the service to the pastor. I love Brother Jason and these young people. And I love y'all. And see you good brethren here. And I'm encouraged. I am. I'm not discouraged. I know the devil's working and he's played havoc with me. He has. And my loved ones in my church. He has. But I ain't quitting. Huh? No, sir. It's done been too many years. I've been pastor now 21 years. And Tara, if I'd have just up and quit every time trouble come, I'd have quit 21 years ago. Because the first board meeting I was ever in when I took a church, the first board meeting I ever went, it was in. Two men nearly got in a fight and I had to break them up. Whoa, I said, whoa here now. And this is what I said. Many of this is before Tara's day. Her dad's my only board member now. It wasn't him. He wasn't there. He's one of the best in the whole wide world. And them two men got about to fight, and I stepped in. I said, and I was young, 26 years old. How old are you? 25. Perfect age. I went in, and I didn't know what to say. Says Tara. So I said, can I say something? I didn't know what I was going to say. And they were mad. What is it? And there were several men in there. And I said, I feel like the Lord has just left this meeting, and I'm going to follow him. I didn't know what else to say. That's the way I felt. And I was out of there, brother. I tell you, that was the last one I never attended without the Lord being ruler of. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. But I'll tell you what. They can say, well, you can't start a church in this hour. Will you tell me what we need worse than a holiness church? Another bowling alley, save a lot, Dollar General. We're eat up with them. Praise God, I tell you, we're way ahead of y'all. I think we've got $4 stores in Richland. I can't figure it out. We've got more banks and dollar stores than anywhere else in the world. I don't know how that works. I ain't figured it out. I wish they put a good restaurant in town. Huh? Well, is it worth fighting for? Is heaven going to be worth the fight? Is it? I said, will heaven be worth the fight when we lay down our cross? Praise God. I love y'all. God bless you.
Amen. One man said one time, to the victor goes the spoils. Amen. But you got to hang in there and win first. Huh? Amen. Everybody knows exactly, you know, you heard what happened to Joe Monday, and we was out eating yesterday, and he was telling me and Brother Webb there, he said the first instinct was fear began to well up in him, and he was going to run. But he said he knew in his heart that if he run, he was dead. He'd never make it. So he said he turned around and he fought. Huh? I mean, I like what he said a while ago. He said it's not how big the fighter is, it's how big the fight is in the man. Amen. And there was fight in there. And that man was bigger than he was. He's a lot bigger than he was. And he had that knife tied to his wrist so he couldn't get it away from him. But he won because there's a big fighter inside. Amen. And tonight you can win. It don't matter how much fluff the devil's got. Huh? Amen. You can survive. Amen. Let's all stand tonight. Amen. I got a song. Is that all right, Brother Richard? You want to come sing it for me? I can win every battle that I fight. Huh? Amen. Help me. Praise God.